Blog Talk Radio.
Soul Sister Radio. Hi, I'm Jimmy James, and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. Your hosts, Maria, Magdalena, and Rebecca, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So whether you're on the soccer field or getting ready for your Sunday, log on, call in, and reboot your definition of church on Soul Sister Sunday. Enjoy the ride.
I love it. Jimmy James, thank you so much for that is a temporary version of our new opening for Soul Sister Sunday, and I just want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio. And wow, what an opportunity it is for us to just be here with you today. And so with that, I want to welcome everybody in the chat room. I see that we have guests in there today. If you would like, you go ahead and log on to a free Blog Talk Radio account. It only takes a couple of seconds. And then you could go ahead and chat in the chat room, which we will be having our host in there soon, Ms. Coretta Dahl. And then they can take care of everybody in the chat room. So welcome to everybody in the chat room. Again, it's just free. If you want to sign up, it takes just a few seconds. And then you can start chatting about what we're talking about in our chat room. And then I want to welcome everybody to the show, all of our listeners and all of our amazing supporters. I also want to welcome Magdalena, who is with us, and Rebecca, who is with us in Virginia. However, right now, I just really want to share something that is just so inspiring, because this is one of the reasons why I have loved Rebecca Lawler for as long as I have. She is an amazing inspiration to me, especially as a mother. And all over these years, she has asked me, please, Maria, give me time to get my daughter through high school. And lo and behold, all these years have gone by in a flash. And she's got just 90 or 87 more days until her daughter graduates high school. And she is going to commit the rest of her time in order to pay attention to that, because I definitely, having a daughter who's 23, know exactly how precious this time is with senior proms and all the amazing things that happen with graduation. So, Rebecca, I know that you're listening, and I hope that you call in. And but the amazing support that Rebecca Lawler Limited is also creating the reason why we can be here with you on Sundays. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later, and the role that Rebecca Lawler Limited plays in being a blessing to this ministry. So we definitely want to continue blessing Rebecca Lawler Limited and just all of our sponsors that we're going to be able to get, because never ever did I think in my wildest dreams that I was going to end up doing this full time. And I really believe that we're called to do this, because wow, we're just hanging out on Sunday and we're having a really great time, and this is what church is supposed to be about, and we're redefining what that is by rebooting. So real quick, I want to open in prayer, and Magdalena is here. So Mags, how are you?
Great, thank you so much. It is definitely a pleasure to wake up this morning and to know that we go straight into the Word of God, and it's humbling to my soul and humbling to my spirit, and yet it fills me so much. I'm just so grateful that we can have this opportunity. But dear God, I just want to thank you so much for this amazing morning. And although it's cloudy in California, and I know that's hard to believe, there's a beautiful mystery with just the clouds being over us, God, because we know that above the clouds there is true sunshine, Father, and you are the sun in my life. And thank you so much for watering the seed and allowing my faith to grow in you, God, and just bring me so much closer when there's so many areas of attack coming my way, God, but you're the only one who keeps me strong. And thank you for all the listeners, God, who are listening, and thank you for their hearts and their souls, Father, that today's message may come across as it needs to come across, Father. Whatever is your will, however you wish us to touch people's hearts, Father, I pray that they listen with an open mind, and God, that we can nourish them with your word, the way it nourishes us, the way it nourishes my soul, the way it gives me life, God. And I thank you for everybody, God, and I pray that you are with those who are struggling today, Father, that your shield may be there to protect them, God, and that to know that your angels are with us they're guiding us, Father. And I thank you so much for the love that you have for us. Thank you for wiping every tear out of my eye, Father. And thank you for your love. I pray that you bless this day, Father, in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Yay! I wanted to follow up real quick because there has been so much going on this week. And I knew that when we started to talk and pray about being on the battlefield, that we definitely were going to be coming up against some pretty heavy-duty dragons this week, and we sure have. So I want to just go ahead and say something that was posted on the Facebook page, and again, the response that we got in our archives. I just want to thank everybody for sharing the archives. Go ahead and pass out if you think what we're doing is good. Just share the message of what we're doing, and I will thank you with the bottom of my heart. But I wanted to share this, that Lady Karen said to me after she listened to the show, and it was, a strong person is not the one who doesn't cry. A strong person is the one who is quiet and sheds tears for just a moment and then picks up her sword and fights again. And that's what a battlefield warrior is. So I hope that you guys are, you know, making sure that you rest and but know that you're on the battlefield, but that we are right here for you, and that's what we do. Tell me, what kind of battles have you dealt with, Mags, this week?
Oh, boy. I don't even know where to begin, but I guess the one that hits most is just friendships and even relationships with family, but I would say I'm being attacked in my friendships and with people that I love, and Satan is definitely trying to get the best of somebody's mind, and I'm fighting through it, and I'm placing my hope in God, and that God bless and reveal the truth, and that, you know, that I pray for blessings on these people. That's all I can say, because that's all I can do. I surrender everything to God, and I just pray that if it's meant to be, that these friendships will heal and the truth will be revealed, really.
Amen. And that's why next week we're going to be starting a series on the importance of relationships and friendships. If it wasn't for some key relationships in my life, there is an amazing woman up in the valley that's holding down the fort for me, and God bless her. And just the amazing friendships that have been brought as examples. And so we're going to talk about that starting next week and what discipleship is all about. And because of that, I'm going to have Magdalena read something real quick, and we'll start with this.
This is a prayer that I found in the very, very small book of Philemon in the New Testament.
Okay, I had to laugh about this book, you guys, because it is a quarter of a page in the Bible, so it's pretty cute. Anyway, go ahead.
But he made it to the Bible, and that's what's important.
That's true.
But what I want to share about this is, when I saw this prayer, I thought of everyone, all our friends, everyone in our circle, and those who are supporting us, even new listeners. And this is a prayer that I would like to say, as Philemon said in the Bible, and it's Philemon chapter 1, as there's only one chapter, verse 4. It says, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, and that's all of you, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. And this is the part that really inspired my heart. It says, your love has given me great joy and encouragement, because you, brother, that we'll call it sister today,
Sista,
have refreshed the hearts of the saints. And anytime we get any feedback or just, you know, scripture, even scriptural feedback, just the fact that we all have a common purpose, that we all get together because we have a love for God. And I just think, how amazing. And I feel like if I want to repeat this prayer about all my soul sisters and everybody out there, I hope that, you know, all these prayers can be reciprocated, and all our communication to God for one purpose. I just think, how amazing is that? So I pray that you all feel encouraged today, that you all feel loved. And it's such a small and powerful prayer, but it is great joy to me to share this with you.
Yay. Which brings us into from joy. There's nothing worse and nothing better than going from tears to laughter and laughter to tears. And today our topic is on grief, comfort, and peace. And it's funny because this was, after last week's show being an amazing experience that whole week, this week it was a little bit more difficult. And I really didn't know why. And praying, Rebecca, I went to her over and over for scripture, and she was going blank, and she didn't know what to do. And Magdalena and I were struggling. And God kind of just gently told me that, you know what, grief is so individual, and we each experience it so differently. And this was the reason why I couldn't come up with one particular thing. And then we started sitting down, and Psalms 23 came to mind. And everybody thinks that Psalms 23 is that death scripture, yea, though I walk through. And but really, we're going to break that down and add a couple other scriptures into it, just simply because grief is huge. We just lost some people this morning, and I want to send special prayers out to the East Coast about the people that passed away last week. You know, we lost Whitney Houston a couple weeks ago. But there's something else that I want to share about with grief after Magdalena does this prayer, and it is Psalm 23:4 on grief.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Now, when you're walking through the valley, there are certain different types of grief, and it's funny because when I started thinking about this show, I kept thinking we were going to talk about grief when it comes to death and dying, and really that has evolved this week with the battles that we have all been playing on the battlefield this week, that grief comes in so many different forms. And so I want to ask Magdalena to read John chapter 14, verse 1 through 4. And again, I'll read that again, John chapter 14, verse 1 through 4. And Magdalena, and we're actually doing the show a little bit different today. We're we're side to side with each other, so this is definitely turning into a new arm of Four Beyond the Green International Ministries, and this part is definitely the new Maria Magdalena Ministries, which is the fundraising ministry arm and the way that we're going to go out there and preach the gospel. So why don't we read the gospel, which is John 14, 1 through 4. And Magdalena, I also want you to explain what it really means.
Well, this the title of this chapter here, 14, is this Jesus comforts his disciples. And I know that we were thinking, you know, when you're in grief, I mean, like, what do we all need? We need that little, that shoulder to lean on, that presence. And here, this is what Jesus is trying to do with his disciples, because this is the time where Jesus is telling them that, you know, he's going to be crucified and he will be going back to the Father. And they don't understand that he knows that they're feeling something. And so he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. And then he goes on to share something so beautiful. In my Father's house are many rooms.
Can I stop you?
Sure.
Let's go back and read the first one again.
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
Okay. And this is where I want to talk about the different types of grief. You and I have been going through different types of grief. I know all the ladies on the round table have been going through different types of grief. And one of the things that I really want to express right here is God truly does understand our grief, just simply because of the different types of grief his Son went through. And if we believe what we believe, then his Son is just God in human manifestation. So he truly understands the grief of a broken heart, of a love in your life that is no longer there, grief of a death of a loved one or a death of someone that love, okay, the death of love, period. What parents go through when we're grieving for our small children, when we're grieving for other children. As adult parents, one of the things that we learn as we grow and our children grow, that it almost gets more difficult as they get older. And so the grief that we go through just is that. What other types of grief that...
I mean, to me, you know, again, what hits home is friendships.
Right. Just the loss of the love.
The loss of a friendship. Gosh. I mean, see, what speaks to me is, like, we're, you know, like we said, the loss of a loved one. And the person that comes to mind to me is my mother-in-law. What a special lady. She unfortunately has experienced death in her life twice that hits home. She's lost both her children, both her sons, and I was married to one of them, and he passed away going on 6 years. But it's something that a mother never loses. I can't imagine having a child and losing my one and only child, and yet to lose two in a lifetime. I mean, I grieve for her pain,
mm-hmm.
and I know that her heart is troubled, but I know that she also trusts in God, and that's the faith that, you know, pulls her through, and that's what pulls me through. But grief, yeah, relationships, you name it, there's just so many different types. The grief of being alone, I think that's one of, I mean, even though it's not something that, you know, is tangible per se, you know, we're alone in a lot of situations, but sometimes we're truly physically alone and we have no one to go to. To me, that is grief when you're alone and do not have anybody. I think it's one of the saddest things, and I know that in my time I have experienced that feeling of being lonely. Although I'm not alone, and this is the comfort that God gives me, but even that, you know, is a type of grief to me.
Go ahead and read this, and we're going to go talk a little bit more about how grief does definitely produces the fear of being alone. So go ahead now and read it again. And again, all of our listeners out there, understand that grief can be coming to you in all different forms. And so go ahead, Magdalena.
Yes, it says, trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. And then, you know, I think what's so beautiful is that even Jesus here, I sense an enthusiasm that he's going before us to prepare a place in the heavens with him. There's many rooms, and like, just like this, you know, person bringing on hospitality when they invite you over to their home, they spick and span a little bit and cater it to you. And here's Jesus saying, you know, this is the ultimate comfort. You know the way to get to my place, but this is the place I'm going to have for you. I'm preparing a place for you. And I'm like thinking, how amazing is God, Jesus, that he's like, I got a room for you, and it's got to have everything that you want, overlooking the oceans, overlooking the rainbows, overlooking the clouds. I mean, I just imagine the splendor, but also just, you know, this is the comfort and peace that it gives us when we are in grief. And so I just pray that when you guys feel this way, that Jesus is preparing a place for us where we will grieve no more.
Absolutely. And again, I want to touch base on how God definitely does understand our grief, because look at what he went through with his own son and watching him on the cross and watching him die and everything that he went to. And it was his tear that we all felt when Jesus died that day. However, God also grieves when we leave him. And this song that I'm going to play, excuse me, I want you to listen to it in different ways. Listen to it as God singing it to you, meaning when we sometimes leave God for a little while, and you know what I'm talking about. I think they call it in the Christianese backsliding. But we can grieve God's heart when we don't talk to him, when we don't come to him. So God feels grief just like we feel grief. So when you listen to this song, I want you to be able to hear it as God singing it to you, and then as you singing it to him. In the song, it can even be different parts being sang to each other. So the song basically is, because the biggest thing that grief produces is the fear of being alone. And once you know that God is always with you, alone does not have to mean lonely. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But the song that we're going to play is You Are Not Alone.
Another day has gone. Be, you're not here with me.
right. The great thing is to know that you're never alone, truly. You're never, ever alone. But the problem is sometimes you wonder, well, who am I with? Okay. One of the next thing is to really make sure who you are with, who you're with, who you are spending your time with, and making sure that you are definitely spending that time with God, your higher power, and not something different. Anyway, I bring that up just because I want to have Magdalena read a scripture, except for the scripture was kind of weird, so I didn't like the front part of it much, because we're going to talk about the front part of this scripture another time, but I kind of have a feeling we're supposed to talk about it now. So instead of reading Hebrews 13 and a half, go ahead and start at Hebrews 13:5, mm-hmm. the full thing, instead of 13:5 and a half.
Sure. Well, what we're doing is just we're actually just reading it in context, but the most important part is the part that we will emphasize, that this is part of the scripture, 13:5. It says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God said, and this is the part that we're really focusing on and we wanted to share with you, is God says, I will never leave you. Never will I forsake you.
I want you to read the whole thing again, because this is something new that's coming up.
Okay. So, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
This is a huge, huge scripture, much bigger than I thought, and I'm really glad you prayed the whole thing. Again, as we're evolving and we're moving forward, trust me, if anybody knows who I am, I've had and I have not. And there is definitely no fear in me of having the love of money. However, growing up, I used to fear money because I saw the good and the bad of what it did, and I really got to a place where I didn't want to have anything to do with money. But really, especially in ministry work, there's such a fear of the ministry always asking people for money and the misconcepts of that. And truly, if there is somebody out there that is asking and requesting money, and they truly have a love of money. And do you know the difference, Magdalena, as you spit out those blueberries?
I'm trying to get my antioxidants, my brain food in my head.
Can you explain to people, the difference between loving money and the love of money? Or having money in a healthy way and the love of money?
Well, to me, I mean, overall, money is a tool. It can buy you a lot of things, but it will never ultimately buy you the peace of your soul. In peace, I mean that comfort, that, you know, it doesn't do that. It can take you to peaceful places, but if your soul and your heart is not right, it can never buy what we want, and it can never buy the love of God. And for those who, I've experienced relationships where I've dated people who their first love was money, and it was sad because that was their foundation, and they had nothing else. And I'm thinking, wow, I can't believe this. You know that, you know, people in a sense do sell out their souls for that green, because it does buy a lot of things. They'll never buy you that peace. And, you know, we do have to have a respect for money. And in that regard, and, you know, our integrity of paying our bills or wherever we may stand financially, because it can't overrule us. And if it does, I mean, that's what it does for us. But the love of money should not be because of the comfort it can buy us. It is simply a tool that God does bless us with to give us some of the comforts in life, but it's only a blessing. It should never rule our lives.
I think, again, God is just going to take us here, because this is not on the script. But one of the things that I think the people, you, me, our listeners, the economy, the world, God bless the country of Greece right now, we are all grieving over this almighty green dollar that seems to be the biggest sin right now, but this is a grief that this entire world is feeling. So how do we redefine and make this thought, because we all need to generate better attitudes on especially when it comes to money. And it is truly the biggest grief, I think, out there. And so I really, can you pray just over everyone's finances right now? Because, again, this is the biggest grief. And I think we really need to pray about what healthy relationships are with your money and healthy relationships are with being able to generate that income and the funds. Because as we move forward in ministry, wow, the different opportunities that are coming to us to be able to share with you different things that we're doing that are just fun, that are going to be able to help us fund the ministry. And that's the goal, that we're all producing items, we're all producing products that God has asked us to produce with the gifts and talents that he's given us, so we could fund the things that we're called to do. And that's what I really want Magdalena just to pray over. So if you are grieving over your finances right now, we're going to move this on over to comfort. And that was in that he will never forsake you. He will never drop you. Trust me, he did not bring us this far on the road of life to drop us on our heads now. So really, because we do grieve so much over money, and all of us do, especially women who are trying to do it all, I just want Magdalena right now, and I know Rebecca is praying for us because Rebecca is here. She just is going to be stepping back and taking a much deeper role in this ministry. She is going to continue doing what I have asked all the ladies in for and the ambassador programs. Please just stay focused on what God is telling you to do. And right now, Rebecca is focused on making sure her daughter gets through high school and graduated and on to college and to continue doing what God has told her to do with that amazing heart that we will talk about a little bit later. But can you please, Magdalena, just pray over all of those listeners and everybody who has an ear that can hear, and because grieving over money is the hardest thing to get through besides death. So please go.
And besides being alone, dear Father, we lift up our hearts to you, God, and I know that I am one of those who have had grieved over money or the lack of, God. And I just pray, God, that you set comfort in our hearts and knowing that you do not forsake us. And even just takes me up to Matthew 6:33 in regards, you know, that he sees the flowers and the fields and the birds and how much more not us. And I pray, God, that in these times of difficulties, for those who may not have a job right now, for those who may have lost their monies in an investment or whatever, the fact that we are hurting as a nation, God, I pray that we surrender our grief over to you, God, because ultimately you are the healer, Father. You can heal everything. And if we place our trust in you, God, it's amazing how you start pouring your blessings. And even in our sense of poverty, God, you have blessed us immensely. We have guardians watching over us right now and providing out of the goodness of their hearts, God. And I just pray that you provide for those in need, God, that we can get out of this if we place our trust in you, God. And this is what we all need, God, just that putting that faith in you, God. And I pray that you bless everyone who is hurting right now. Please bless the country, our country, for those unemployed, God. I pray for what the situation in Greece, Father, and I pray that the value of our dollar does not keep sinking, God, that you can get us out of this financial crisis that we are experiencing, God. And I place my trust in you, God. That's all I can say, God, that you take away this fear of money and what it does to people, how those who are in debt feel like they're drowning. I know that feeling. I'm there, God, and I know how sometimes it even scares me to open an envelope. I'm afraid of an envelope. How scary and sad is that, God? And, you know, you provide that comfort. Sometimes just somebody being there with me opening that envelope just provides me that extra, that little cushion of relief, God. And I pray that that is with all of us, God, that we are not alone. And thank you, Father, for sending your son, Jesus, and that because of him, I have a purpose in my life, God, and my purpose is to do your will, God, and I pray that we all do your will. I pray that you shower us with blessings, God, because we believe in your promise that you can get us out of our financial crisis and that we will not be afraid of the green paper that is affects our lives so much, God. I thank you, and we pray. Put our trust in you, Father, and your Son's name, I pray. Amen.
Can you please grab the Bible, Psalm 116. Let's see, it's 116:1.
Yes, it was, because I saw the scripture at 1:16 a.m. this morning. I'm like, this is it, because it's 1:16 a.m., and I just so happened to land on Psalm 116, and now that it's fighting for me.
And the bottom line is, he does hear our prayers, he does hear our voice, and he definitely knows us by name. So if you are praying and you are praying for other people, make sure you do pray for them by name, because he does hear our voice.
It says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice, he heard my cry for mercy.
And with that being said, one of the greatest things that brings comfort, okay, is knowing that death of a dream or death of a person, death does not win. It just absolutely does not win. And once we are confident in knowing whose we belong to, whose we are, then the comfort of that is overwhelming. And I want to also, read Psalm 23:1.
So before we read that, I mean, and just in continuing with the rest of the chapter, on verse 5, it says, the Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple-hearted. When I was in great need, he saved me. Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you.
Yay.
And he has been good to me. And all of my struggles and all of my daily battles with, you know, Satan, I mean, as a warrior, we're basically saying, hey, I'm willing to confront my enemy. And in confronting my enemy, although sometimes, yeah, I'm defeated, but God, he saved me. He's still there for me, because I don't give up as a warrior either.
Okay, I want you to read Psalm 23. Again, we're going back to that death psalm. Okay, but there is such comfort in this psalm if you really break it down. So I want you to read 23:1 and then 23:5.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows.
It's an amazing feeling to know that you belong somewhere, or you belong to somebody. And we belong to God. He created us, and we belong to him. And he is doing that hospitality thing in those rooms and making and preparing a place for our table. So the song that I want you to sing is by one of my favorite men in my life. And
Steve
this man makes me smile, and this song, I just want you to know that you can sing it, and God, you belong to God, and he belongs to you, and just go ahead and sing and smile and know that this is one nice man.
Thank you, God, for creating him.
You are the ultimate star.
is nothing sweeter in life when you know that the only thing that you have to rest on is knowing that God is there. He will never leave you alone. You're never alone. You belong to Him. So there is no way that this Father in heaven is going to leave you uncomfortable, and He will comfort your grief. And what was that scripture you just pulled?
Yes, it's Philippians 4. Just rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Nice faith in that.
And you know what? This is coming to mind, and maybe it's a Catholic thing. One of the things that Jesus said in what, I don't know where it is, Mark, where is it, the Beatitudes, where he's praying on the mountain.
Oh, it's Matthew 5.
If you haven't noticed, I don't know scripture, but she does, so that's good. One of the things that, I forgot where I was going with that thought.
Well, we were talking about rejoicing, so is that it? Part of the comfort is in rejoicing. I mean, I'm not sure where you were going, but to me, when I see this, of course, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving.
Oh, that's it. Okay, prayer. One of the greatest things and one of the greatest tools that I think that I overlook, because I used to say it all the time as a Catholic, is He did teach us how to pray, and that is the Lord's Prayer. And for the first time on Solstice Sunday, it feels very Catholic, but one of the things that I want to do is really share with you what my thought is on the Lord's Prayer. It's really, I love prayer warriors and everything, but for those people out there that are like me that are prayer warriors, one of the greatest things that Jesus gave me was the Lord's Prayer, because I don't have to say anything more than just this. And I'm going to have Magdalena pray the Lord's Prayer.
And this part of it is in Matthew chapter 6, and it starts with
read where it says you don't have to worry about what you pray, but pray these words.
Okay. Well, okay, how about I just start with all of chapter 6, verse 5, is specifically on prayer.
Okay.
It says, and when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received the reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This, then, is how you should pray.
Okay, stop right there. That is such a blessing for me. And for those out there that are not prayer warriors like Magdalena's and the Rebecca's of the world, this prayer, I want you just to take it in and listen to it, because these truly are the only words you need to speak, because God knows your heart. So if you know the prayer, I want you all just to pray it along with us as we say, Our Father,
in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom come.
Your will be done.
On earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
And deliver us
our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us
from evil.
And it says here, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you do not forgive their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. But really, this is a guideline to prayer, is our Father is in heaven. His name is holy. We pray for His kingdom to come. His kingdom is here on earth, but God is preparing us for the eternal kingdom. And we pray that His will be done. I know that so many times I want to take the steering wheel, but this is where I need to surrender and say, God, You drive my life. And it says, you know, as it is in heaven, give us today our daily bread. Our daily bread is the food of Scripture, Father, and I know that's how You feed me daily. And please forgive us our debts. Yes, I am a daily sinner, sometimes by choice and sometimes out of, I don't know, stupidity, whatever you want to call it. But God, thank You for forgiving me. And Father, I pray that you keep me strong, that I can keep that shield up, and that I will not be led into temptations, because yes, I have weaknesses, Father. And please deliver me from the evil one. Away from me, Satan, I say. And I know this is how we should approach the prayer. We can customize it, but this is the guideline to our prayers. And I pray that we can learn to pray this way, that we can, you know, fill in the blanks and, you know, pray for whatever our personal temptations and weaknesses are. But yes, that we may take on God's daily bread.
Wow. Okay, I have to share this with you. When we prayed the Lord's Prayer, 7 guests popped up into the chat room, and I'm just like, wow, in awe. And that's my favorite number, and woohoo!
And thank you, yes, for all our listeners and, you know, to the ones that we love, and you guys know who you are, and really, we share these scriptures with love, because this is what God teaches us. We're not, you know, we're not pastors. We're just people who love God and just want to learn the word. And we just want to share as we learn, almost like baby Christians, you know, but deep rooted in the face of the unseen.
We have just a few minutes left before we're going to close with our ending song. And, but wow, this has turned into something that I didn't expect, but really cool. And we're going to end it with how great it is to be comforted by a friend. And truly, the one thing that Christ said is, I want you to be my friend. And once you really understand the foundation of friendships, again, there are some key friendships in my life that I cannot live without. And they know who they are, and they are listening right now. And God bless you. And I want to make sure that everybody understands that we're going to take this ministry into a whole new level. I don't know where it's going. Truly, this is not what I signed up for, but it is what I will do, because this is what he tells me. So with that being said, I just want to thank the friends that I have that are opening up opportunities for us to be able to do this full time. God bless Spa Gems and Lynn Lamar Innovative Creations, that is opening up doors for us to be able to fund this Sunday show, for Rebecca Lawler Limited and her amazing heart. And I just want to tell you that the opportunities that are coming because of this heart, and the joy that we're going to be able to share because of this heart, and what we're going to be able to share internationally with this heart, because it is going to be able to go to Greece with us when we do go in Easter, and I'm going to say it that way because I am,
I can't think of it,
oh,
but it is manifesting. That's why I should have brought that suitcase yesterday.
Yeah, you found a really cool suitcase. Okay. Anyway, we're going to bring this into a whole new level, and there is an amazing heart through Rebecca Lawler Limited, and she created this heart, and we're going to share more about it. And it is going to be a way and an opportunity for us to spread the word of God, and to also open up other people's hearts to just hanging out with us. This is not anything too serious. This is just a whole bunch of women and men that are listening, because we know you are. Thank you so much. And yes, I want you to share it with all your friends, because this is what church is supposed to be. Just a whole bunch of people hanging out and sharing. And so we would love to have callers call in. And I'm going to actually go ahead and bring a couple of people on now, if you guys are there. Grace, are you available to say hello?
Good morning, Lady Maria.
Good morning. And is that Becky? Is that Grace or Becky?
Grace.
Grace, I just wanted to bring you on. And Grace is from Washington, D.C., and I just wanted to bring her on because she is a faithful listener and supporter of Soul Sister Sunday. And Grace, thank you so much. We may go over, but that's okay. We'll go off live, but if for the archives, if you guys want to listen to what we talk about after, that would be great, because I'm just going to go with this. So, Lady Grace, how are you? And thank you so much for joining us from the East Coast. And how are you? Because we are going to open this up to bringing friendship, and we're going to bring next week's show on friendship, relationships, and discipleship. How are you?
I am great. I'm feeling a lot better than the last time I talked to you, and I think it's because I'm getting to know your group, and I get something so out of it, and that's probably why I'm continuing to keep listening, and I listen to some of your archives, and it's definitely what I'm going through, and it certainly is helpful to meet women who have gone through a lot and who've survived and are actually succeeding and making something positive out of it. So this is not a group of broken people, but actually a group of amazing, powerful people, more than that's out there for me right now. So I'm grateful.
Well, you're pretty amazing yourself. And I would like for you to share real quick, and again, we are going to go over because I'm just going to go with this. I would like for you to share with our audience, and now going into the archive audience, a little bit about who you are, amazing lady, and what you're doing. And I'll give you just a couple of, give me 1 minute of what it is that you're doing on the East Coast.
Well, I was an ambassador for a little country called Nagalim, a Christian country, but that was short-circuited by having a car accident and then a medical mishap a year ago, February 21st. And it's a cover-up of medical fraud that has been done on a lot of people for over the years. And the last time I read another article that 3 million people have been hurt by epidurals.
Wow.
So it's coming out now in the newspaper, and it just seems like the time that this story of 35 years of cover-up is coming out. So I'm excited about that.
You're a warrior for that cause, and we're going to pray about that when we close today. But I just wanted to thank you, Lady Grace, for joining us. And it's always such a blessing to have you. And, again, she is, if you want to know anything about her, is there any contact information that they can contact you or on what it is that you're doing with this medical malpractice issue?
Yes, it's all on my website, which is www.foodpharmacist, which is spelled F-O-O-D, F-A-R-M, like farm, A-C-I-S-T.com. I use food to heal the body naturally. And I almost healed my situation through food and homeopathic drops and vitamins. So I am walking testimony of what I've been through.
Very good. Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And I'm not sure if Becky is with us. Is Becky online with us?
I'm on the phone. Can you hear me?
I can. You are live with us on the show.
A soccer mom.
Can you
no volleyball.
At volleyball, share with our audience a little bit. I know that you wanted to share scripture, so please do.
Well, I was just listening in this morning, and you went. I just felt like the Holy Spirit led you to that place about the love of money, and you know that's been a battle for many people. And I just what came to my mind is that I think the reason why our economy is the way it is, and the way things are the way they are, is because people don't have a revelation, just as I am learning myself, you know, that all money comes from God, and that, it's the fact that we trust money more than we trust God, and we put our trust in money, therefore what we trust shows what we love, and I just think that we've just got it backwards, and I think God's really trying to show his people that when you trust him and love him first and give to him and quit robbing him of what's already his, he doesn't need it. He just is saying, trust me and give it back to me, and I'll bless you, you know, tenfold. And it says in the Bible that you can't serve two masters, and it's funny that he says you can't serve God and you can't serve money. And I believe that's why. I just believe it's because he's saying you're putting more faith in the money and doing it on your own without me. Trust me and let me do it for you. And you're seeing, and I'm just saying, I see that all the way around, because everybody's, this financial crisis is because we haven't been stewarding money the way God has designed the whole system of our economy to be. And if we would do that, and if we would do it the way he has scripturally laid it out for us to do, which is be givers first, then rather than, and givers to others rather than ourselves, then, you know, it also says in scripture that the money of the wicked, that's will be, the, I can't exactly remember it, if it says the money that is for the wicked, that's laid up for the wicked, will be restored to the righteous. And so, and it's not, and I may be taking it completely out of context, but I know that's the meat of it. And so I just feel like there's a shift going on right now. And I think it's really important for the people, of, you know, that love God to really get a really good rooted understanding of what the real purpose of money was designed for. The disciples didn't rely on money when they traveled. God said, don't ask for it. If they feed you, they'll feed you. If they welcome in you in your house and give you food and clothes, then stay. If not, the Spirit will lead you where you're supposed to go. And I just think we've lost sight of that.
Let me stop you right now, because what's happening right now, this is what Solstice is really all about, all of us coming together, and I'm so glad that you're on right now talking about this, because it's really important. But what you just said is so key. So can you say that again really quick? That's, in fact, that's a scripture that you said, isn't it?
Again, I'm great at, It, the word is in me, but the addresses are a little lax.
Like me.
So I know I've asked for that.
It is so true. Over the past 7 years, over the past actually 8 years, I have learned to live like that lily in the valley. I have learned to live like that sparrow. And we are coming together, and we're all combining what it is that we have to make sure that we all are taken care of. But what you're saying is so true, and it's what we're living right now.
Yep. Here, and do not worry.
Well, here, she found it. Let's
I mean, it's in Matthew 6. I said, do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. Do they not sow or reap or store away in barns? Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worry, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? Oh, you of little faith.
Mm-hmm.
So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Amen.
With that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out the show. Again, you cannot listen to it live anymore or on the internet, but we are on archive right now, so you will be able to listen to all this. Those who are in the chat room, you will be able to listen to this in the archive. Again, this totally leads us into what we're going to be talking about next week, and that is the importance of relationships, the foundations, us all coming together, locking arms, and not letting anybody fall. We do have an amazing group of women and men that are surrounding us right now. And Lady Grace, thank you for blessing us today and being on the show. And Becky, thank you for blessing us today and being on the show. And I know we have other listeners that are in the chat room and in our online live. And thank you so much for your support. And, yes, Lynn, I know that you're there, and God bless you. And without you, my beautiful friends, this ministry could not be happening. And I just want you to know that we pray about it every day and that we are locked arms with you solid, my dear friend. So with that being said, we will take this into next week and know that my friend next to me and my friends out there in the world, I stand by you. I'll stand by you until I am dead and my sword is drawn and my shields are here and there is nobody that's going to come between me and the friendships that I have created over these years. And we have all bonded in such a way that there is no enemy that can take us out. And yeah, this enemy is afraid. But if we all stand strong and we all stand tall and we all stand by each other, we will make it through. So with that being said, I want Magdalena to pray and end this whole amazing Soul Sister Sunday, and this is what church truly is. So embrace it and pray for all of those out there. Magdalena, close us up as we end up with the song called I'll Stand By You.
Dear God, thank you so much for standing by me all the times that I had my eyes closed away from you, Father, when I wasn't trusting in you, God. You were always there for me, and so I thank you. And I thank you for lifting us up next to you, Father, for putting us over your shoulder and patting our backs, for just hugging us, protecting us with your wings, Father. I just see how loving and nurturing you are to me, Father, that you, in spite of all my sorrows, that you send me, you send me love through friendships, Father, encouragement. And I just pray that this is the love and encouragement that my fellow brothers and sisters out there need, Father, that you can just provide that to them. Bring them the comfort and the pain and the grief that they may be going through, God, that you wipe away those tears, Father, and fill that void with your love, that they are not alone, and that we stand by each other, that we lean on each other, and that we have you, Father. And thank you so much for your son, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me, Father. And because of that, I have your grace, I have the comfort, and I know that you are preparing a place for me, my home, eternal home with you, Father, and I can't wait to be there with you. I can't wait to see my brothers and sisters there. I can't wait to celebrate in your glory, Father, and to have that eternal peace with you. Thank you for standing by me, Father. I love you, and it's in your son's name I pray. Amen.
I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you. Your man.